Texas Border School Districts Report Threats as Uvalde Shooting Anniversary Approaches. By Bob Price and Randy Clark on May 12, 2023. School district officials in Texas border communities reported multiple threats of violence as the anniversary of the Uvalde Elementary School shooting approaches. Reports indicate parents are rushing to pick up children from schools. Officials with the San Felipe del Rio Consolidated Independent School District reported receiving from law enforcement sources threats of violence being posted via text messages and social media postings. The threats are allegedly made against schools in Del Rio, Eagle Pass, and Uvalde. At several Del Rio schools, parents rushed to the schools to pick up their children after hearing the news of the threats, according to a source within the school district. Pickup lines stretched along streets near schools, and teachers report class attendance shrinking from about 30 students to as few as 7. Eagle Pass ISD officials tweeted they received the law enforcement threats and said, "At this time, this is not a credible threat." District officials said their schools will resume normal schedules and that law enforcement will be present at every campus. EPIST PD and local law enforcement agencies are investigating reports of a text message warning of a possible threat in Del Rio, Uvalde, and Eagle Pass. "At this time, this is not a credible threat. Law enforcement presence will be at every campus. School will resume regular schedule." Eagle Pass ISD, at Eagle Passist, May 12, 2023. Uvalde County Precinct 6 Constable Emmanuel Zamora also posted a warning to parents from USIST Interim Superintendent Gary Patterson. "Uvalde SIST administration has been made aware of a text message and social media post referencing a possible threat to schools in our community and Eagle Pass. USIST police are working closely with the Southwest Texas Fusion Center, SWTFC, and DPS to investigate the origins of the text message and the social media postings that have been circulating. I truly regret having to send out these types of notices to our parents. However, it is critical that our parents are informed, even if it turns out to be a hoax. We cannot afford to take anything for granted. We expect social media threats to increase as we near our one-year date. We are doing our best to keep you informed. Please know that we will not dismiss any threat. In addition, if the authors of these messages are found, our district will pursue criminal charges to the fullest extent. Out of an abundance of caution, law enforcement personnel will continue to remain vigilant in and around our campuses with a heightened awareness for the safety of all students and staff members. In addition, we will continue to work closely with state and local law enforcement agencies, closely monitoring social media for alarming, concerning, and threatening posts. Continued diligence will help ensure a safe school environment for all. It is one way we can all work together to keep our schools safe." Gary Patterson, Interim Superintendent. Bob Price serves as Associate Editor and Senior News Contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.